all about Calm Down, right here on hashtag Casey Breakfast. It's a few minutes after 8 o'clock. It's you and I all the way through till 10 o'clock. Thank you for choosing us. 0824141077. Before we went into that one, I told you about a conversation we started that was sparked about a story that happened out in Atlantis somewhere over the weekend, where a teenager dumped her baby. And at Klinksuisnacht, dumped her baby. But then again, it's been happening all over the world, all over the country. And there's a few things that happened in 2014 specifically. If I can just share with you quickly what happened, is that in 2014, there was a situation and a call about a newly born dumped baby that was next to a river in Somerset West. There was someone that responded to it And got the baby and raised the lawn. But that baby, when she found it, the baby was covered in ants and would have died fairly soon. And
she happened to be around the corner at the time, so she was the first responder and took this little baby that the vagrant had found lying next to the river and wiped the ants out of her eyes and her mouth and wrapped her in a picnic blanket she had until the ambulance came. And the ambulance crew named her Amber after the ambulance, and we were allowed to go into the hospital to see her. And she was just such a beautiful little thing. And I thought, you know, how unbelievably desperate must a woman be to go down underneath a river, underneath a bridge, and give birth all by herself, somehow manage to chew through the cord or whatever she managed to do to get the cord off, and leave that baby lying there. No woman would ever do that unless she was abandoned herself and desperate. And I thought, there must be something that we can do to help. And I started looking around, and I found out about Baby Savers. There were only a couple in the country at the time, and managed to get hold of a discarded one. And my husband fixed it up, and I appealed to the community, and we found space to build it into the wall at the Choices Crisis Pregnancy Center, which obviously my hope would be that a woman would first go for help and get the assistance that she needed and wouldn't get to the point where she'd have to abandon her baby, but at least now she would have that option.
Chatting to Sandy Immelman, and you guys started this organization called the Helderberg Baby Saver. Is that what it's called? Or the project called?
Yeah, so that's my saver that I founded in Somerset West. And then some years down the line, communicating with other people with baby savers and involved in trying to make sure there's a safe relinquishment option in this country, because at this stage there's no safe haven law. And that means that nobody can just hand their baby in at a police station or the fire station or at the clinic, like people seem to think. That's a kind of comment. Why did she leave it there? Why didn't she just give it to the police? Because she can't just give her baby and walk away in this country. You know, in America, you see they can go to a fire station and hand their baby in. And even then, that wasn't enough. They needed to put savers in to give option.
Okay.
Anyway, so then I got together with Nadine Grabham and Tahir Hassim, and we formed Baby Savers South Africa. Okay. And the whole point of that is to try and help and oversee with regards to baby savers, and also to fight to legislate safe relinquishment, to make baby savers legal in this country. Because we can't even advertise them at the moment to let people know, because they're not legal.
Okay.
We've got probably about 35 to 40 of them in the country, people who've just decided that there has to be – the child has rights, that baby has rights to life. We have to do something. We can't sit back and just let these thousands of babies be abandoned unsafely every year.
And the sad thing about it is that some of those babies actually die before they being saved. And I would like to thank you for what you guys are doing. The mom must go through some sort of a mental process before someone gets to that point and say, I don't want this baby anymore. And there's all kinds of reasons. Have you guys have any encounters with moms who actually left their babies and afterwards came to you guys for some counseling or help or just assistance?
Yes, indeed. Just to point out that the stats in this country indicate for every 3 abandoned babies, only 1 of them will survive. So 2 of them won't. Yeah. And many of them are never found at all. You know, you can imagine where they've been disposed of. Mm. They often don't get found. But of the ones that are found, only 1 out of 3 survive. Mm. And there are literally thousands. They reckon up to maybe 10,000 a year. Mm. It's massive. Mm. Yes, we have. I have spoken to women. For example, one of the moms who used our server, she put her baby in. Mm. And she couldn't close the door and walk away. She stayed there. So we got counseling for her. Mm. And she was not a drug addict. She was not a teenager. She was none of the things people automatically assume.
Yes, yes.
Are the people who abandon. But she was desperate. And the family, her family, had told her she could not stay at home with the baby. So either she stayed under their roof. Mm. Or she left with her child, and she left with her baby with no food, no money, nowhere to sleep, no clothes for the baby, nothing. Mm. And then she heard about the saver, and she realized the only thing she could do was to safely relinquish her child in order to survive and for the baby to survive. Mm. And that's why I always say no baby is ever abandoned without a woman first being abandoned by the community, by her family, by the man who made her pregnant. Mm. They very seldom ever get the blame for these abandonments, but they're half of the problem. Mm. And the counseling often in this country is also very biased. They make women feel guilty. They try to force them to keep their child, tell them that it's wrong to give them up. Mm. The other thing you might not know is that adoption is not available to people who are illegal immigrants and to girls under the age of 18. Mm. So they can't choose adoption without their parents' consent.
Okay.
So if you're under 18, you can have an abortion, but you cannot put your baby up for adoption unless your parents sign. Yeah. And that's often the person they're trying to hide it from, you know?
Mm. So true, so true.
And they get judged.
Mm. And at the end of the day, it is, like I said, there must be some sort of a trauma, a kind of a mental thing that mom is going through. And we don't know what the situation is and what's happening in their lives. And people are very easy and quick to judge in terms of situations like that. But Sandy, if people would like to get more information about your baby, Baby Saver, how can they get hold of you and what can they do maybe to assist and help you?
Okay, we don't actually need assistance in the sense that I've just got a small crew of people who respond, my responder team, and we don't keep any of the babies. We partner with Wandisa, who's a child protection and adoption agency.
Okay.
So the minute we get the baby to the hospital, we hand over so they can do all the legalities and do everything by the book.
Okay.
And if nobody comes forward, they have to advertise for a period of 30 to 60 days. Mm. Then they will handle putting the baby up for adoption. Mm. So we in Samsi West don't need help, but there are lots of other savers. In fact, I think there's one in Worcester, and they might well need assistance, but they can go to babysaverssa.co.za.
Mm.
And there are the list of the baby savers in the Western Cape and where they can be found and who to contact. So, there's one in Kraaifontein, there's one in Knysna, Worcester, Bellville, Macassar, Steenberg. So people can look there and they can approach those organizations to see if any of them need assistance.
But
mainly to spread the word and raise awareness. There is this option and it's completely, there's no cameras.
Mm.
There's nothing. The woman can safely put the baby, close the door, it automatically locks and she walks away. We get alerted, we arrive, the ambulance arrives, the security arrives, they check the baby and take it up to the hospital. So there are no consequences for the woman. If she needs help, there are phone numbers on our Baby Saver for women and counseling that can help her. Because that would be the ultimate, is if they can be helped into a situation where she can keep the baby. But often that's not possible.
And you know what? The thing is one of our listeners sending in a WhatsApp saying, morning, Grant and team. It's about time that the men also takes responsibility. It's only the mom and she's the one that's suffering and she's the one that's guilty at the end of the day. But it was part of this thing. So how far is that that fight of yours to keep guys responsible as well?
At this stage, we are fighting to legalize savers. We haven't got onto that part, but it's something I raise all the time when people are going, what kind of a woman would do this or whatever, and I go, well, where is the man in the situation? Or the boy? Why are they not standing up and helping? Why has she been left on her own? Where's the community support? Where's the family support? Why is this woman feeling so desperately alone that she's got no other option that she can see? So I wish, yes, men would take more responsibility for making women pregnant or assisting in the process, put it that way. I mean, it is too, as you said. But when it does happen, stand up, help, whatever she might need. You need to be there for her. She needs to make the decisions, I believe. So if she chooses to have an abortion, that's her decision. But she needs to have somebody there at her side to help her.
Listen here, Sandy, we can chat about this all day long, and I would like to say from everybody's side, I'm sure that's tuned in, thank you for what you and your team are doing and everybody that's involved in Baby Savers. It is sincerely great stuff, and we're sincerely thankful for what you guys are doing. Good luck with all your future endeavors, and at the end of the day, keep up the good work, man, and all the blessings to you and your organization and everyone that's involved in helping little ones.
Thank you so much for the opportunity and for caring enough to help raise awareness. I appreciate it.
All right, Sandy Immelman of Helderberg Baby Savers.